This is Carl Thomas, and you're listening to the Tomorrow's Leaders podcast. And I'm sitting here with another rising star, Cal. Cal, can you introduce yourself?
Hi there, I'm Cal. I am one of the rising stars, and I'm set up workthere.com, which is part of the Savills Group, and we are a brokerage platform for the flexible office and co-working sector.
How did you get into this whole property game?
Into the property game?
Yes.
Like a few, I think I aspired to be an architect and then had a brainwave whilst at school that I wasn't necessarily as good as art as I might have thought I was, and then thought real estate is the career move for me. So went to Reading and subsequently went to Savills.
And from there, what happened?
So at Savills, I went for a very normal route. I did my commercial APC, worked in commercial development for a number of years. But back in September or July 2014, pitched work there as an idea to, we have an internal innovation, a bit like a Dragon's Den kind of platform at Savills. So I pitched it to them and it subsequently won. And thereafter, we put together a business plan. We spent a bit of time stress testing that plan, and then we went to our powers that be, the group board at Savills, to give us the funding to create a brand new business, brand new brand, and a whole tech platform to service this fledging sector.
So how does the sector work that you're in? You know, we all know about co-working, but how does the agency side of that work?
I think a lot of people have heard of the likes of WeWork Now, the Office Group. They tend to be the two, or Regus, IWG, tend to be the names that are synonymous with the sector. But in fact, there are over 2,000 different operators in the UK alone. And so as an agent, we're there as the choice. Suddenly, you might want to work at a WeWork or an Office Group, but there's a whole host of other ones out there that might better suit your business. So we as that platform and as that broker are there to add the value to you as a user and find the right place for your business to flourish.
What are the biggest differences between working on this side of the office agency business and working in the traditional sectors?
I think for me personally, my previous role in development was everything my course kind of prepared me for. It was doing development appraisals. It was reading leases. This role, in terms of starting a new business from scratch and creating a new brand and building a website, is nothing my university degree prepared me for. I would have been better doing a business and marketing degree. So for me, it's been learning on the job and having people surrounding me who can offer that advice. And so in the last 2 to 3 years that we've been developing in it, it's essentially been a steep learning curve personally. And now it's really a case of overseeing lots of different things and having to understand the mechanics of marketing and what that means to the user, what that means to our clients, but also how you build a website and how you do that efficiently and at cost and within budget. So it's just very different to what I've learned in my real estate degree.
How receptive were people to your idea when you were just pitching it, both internally and maybe in property as a on a wider scale?
I think I was almost surprised by how receptive people were internally. They were very engaged with the fact that Savills wanted to do something a bit more innovative, and they wanted to create a new brand and target a whole new sector. We obviously had debates around brand and about tech and about how we fund things, but on the whole, as a business, they were extremely receptive and supportive to take it forward. And then externally, when we went to pitch to the likes of WeWork or the Office Group, because we had that Savills brand behind us, it opened those doors. So again, they were very keen to be a part of the project going forward, which for us was a major kind of platform for us to build the business.
And personally, as a relatively young person in in a quite traditional industry. Do you feel like there are any challenges?
I think now there's such great opportunity. I think 10 years ago it might have been harder, but I think there's such an appetite across the industry for innovation that a lot of businesses are very, and like we've seen with some, are very receptive to when people come forward, no matter what age, with a good idea. And in Savile's case, so long as they think that person is capable to take that business forward, then they will back them. So I think for any young person in business now, because there is such change in our industry, that brings with it such, you know, great opportunity for you to take the lead on something, to drive that change, and not be afraid to put ideas on the table to whoever it might be.
Mm. Now, as a rising star, what is your favorite constellation in the night sky?
My favorite, probably the Southern Cross, because it means I'm somewhere in the Southern Hemisphere and enjoying a nice warm evening.
Do you enjoy traveling?
I don't dislike it. I like going on holiday. I like traveling. I like seeing new places.
Do you find that there's a divide between work and life in how you operate, or is it a bit mixed up?
I think by nature it's a bit mixed up, but I think I still think it's very important. I'm a big advocate of giving yourself time to take your head away from work and refresh yourself and recharge, because I think it offers you sometimes a different perspective on where you're going and what you're doing, and I think bringing that back into the workplace can be hugely beneficial. So I'm a big advocate of taking time out, not too much time out, but enough time out to take stock and being able to come back in and almost re-challenge yourself and re-challenge what you're doing and your mindset and your goals. So traveling or whatever it might be a hobby, can be a great way of doing that.
Mm. What inspires you, or who inspires you?
I was asked this before, who inspires me? I don't know my role models. I remember my role model when I was younger was Steven Gerrard, the footballer, simply because he was our best player, but he also led by example, and that's something I think is a good trait in a leader. So that's probably my role model even now.
And what pushes you forward in a more metaphoric sense, or a less tangible way?
In terms of my own drive, I think it's to create something new, to see that have an impact on different people, and make a success of what you have created, and creating some kind of longer term legacy, some kind of thing that you can pass down is a real driver.
Mm. And looking forward, what do you hope for in the property industry in the next 5-10 years? You know, what are the big changes you're expecting?
I think all aspects of property, or many aspects of property, will change in some shape or form. And from a personal perspective, I hope we can adapt to those changes and we can lead some of those changes. I guess as the industry, I think there's lots more we can do to encourage different people from different backgrounds, more women in higher positions. I think there's a whole host of things on that side that can happen and need to happen, as well as the technological change, the efficiency changes that will inevitably happen. I think those changes are really important as well.
And what's your ultimate aspiration? Do you have one?
Hi. Ultimate aspiration. Probably not one I'll put on podcast.
Any short term?
Short term is to create a sustainable business and work there, that we are making a healthy profit in the countries that we're in and continuing to scale it. Hopefully we'll be in the US later this year, and in further parts of Asia. So that's the kind of the 5-term goal, is to create work there as the go-to brand for flexible office space.
And do you want to leave the listeners with one piece of advice? If they're getting into property, what should they know?
One piece of advice for anyone coming into it, I think, Is there a, we've been doing often things the same way for a long time, and don't be afraid to question how things are done, and question whether you can do a better or come up with a better way of doing something, a more efficient way, to service your client or to service your investor or whoever it might be. I think the importance to question everything in some shape or form is a really good skill, and the ability to think of how you can problem solve.
And that's what got you here today.
Yeah, in a sense.
Thank you, Cal.
Thank you very much, Cal.